All right, so you sent this paper, Alien Coding, from the International Journal of Approximate Reasoning.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this.
Okay, so what makes this so fascinating is these researchers built an AI system that learns to write computer programs from
Oh,
scratch.
okay.
Yeah.
So like it's writing code on its own.
Exactly. And its goal is to find the patterns in those famous integer sequences from the online encyclopedia of integer sequences.
The OEIS.
Yeah, prime numbers, Fibonacci, and all
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
And what's really interesting is how the AI's coding style actually evolves.
Yeah.
It starts randomly, but it gets better over time.
Interesting.
And it starts to favor programs that are either short and elegant
Okay.
or really efficient in how they actually calculate the numbers.
So, like a human programmer?
What blew my mind was that it actually rediscovered techniques that human programmers use, like
Really?
packing two numbers into one variable.
Wow.
It's almost as if it was thinking like a human programmer.
Wait, so this whole AI generating math thing, does that mean there are some universal truths about math?
Yeah.
Like any intelligence, no matter what it is, would eventually stumble upon these same truths about math.
Well, it's a possibility, isn't it? It suggests that maybe there are certain fundamental structures in math
Okay.
that are kind of baked into the universe itself,
Yeah.
regardless of who or what is actually doing the calculating.
So how does this AI actually work?
So the paper outlines this three-phase learning loop.
Okay.
It starts with a search phase
Okay.
where the AI uses a neural network to generate potential programs.
And those are just random in the beginning, right?
At first, they're pretty much just random gibberish.
Okay.
Then comes the checking phase,
Okay.
where millions of these randomly generated programs are tested against those integer sequences.
Okay.
Most of them fail,
Right.
but a few might just happen to get the right numbers.
So then what happens?
That's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
It's called the learning phase.
Okay.
The AI takes those best programs from the checking phase, the shortest, the fastest ones,
Right.
and uses them to retrain the neural network,
Okay.
and that makes it smarter for the next round.
So it's like survival of the fittest for computer programs.
That's a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
The most elegant and efficient ones get to reproduce
Okay.
and pass on their code to the next generation.
Interesting.
Over many iterations of this loop,
Oh, God.
AI figures out what works and what doesn't.
And the paper mentioned that the programming language this AI uses is Turing complete.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
Turing completeness means that the language can theoretically express any computable function,
Okay.
so there are no limits on what the AI could potentially learn.
So it's like it could learn anything.
Theoretically, yeah.
Couldn't it have learned all this cool stuff even with a simpler language?
Oh.
Why is that Turing complete thing so important?
With a Turing complete language,
Okay.
the AI has the potential to learn and grow without any constraints.
So it's like the sky's the limit.
It can theoretically tackle any computational problem you throw at it.
So in theory, this AI could become like a super-powered math whiz.
It has the potential.
Right.
It's still very early days,
Yeah.
but this research does open up some very exciting possibilities.
Okay, let's get into a specific example.
Okay.
The paper focuses on the prime numbers sequence.
Yeah.
How did the AI handle
You
that?
won't believe this.
What?
The AI came up with 24 different programs to
Right.
generate prime numbers.
24.
24.
Okay.
And each one had its own little quirks.
Okay.
Some were short and elegant,
Okay.
like program seven that they highlight in the paper.
Right.
Others were longer, but incredibly efficient at crunching the numbers, like program six.
Oh, wow.
And then there's program one,
Yeah.
which was strangely complex,
Darn.
but it still worked.
So it didn't just find one way to do it.
Right.
It found like a bunch of different approaches.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Did it actually understand what a prime number is, though?
Well,
Like, did it really get it?
some of its programs actually rediscovered mathematical concepts like prime testing,
Oh, wow.
which is fascinating
Yeah.
because it's like the AI was independently thinking about prime numbers
Yeah.
in a similar way to how humans have been approaching them for centuries.
So it was thinking like a mathematician.
In a way, yeah.
Okay, so the AI gets prime numbers,
Yeah.
but to do that, it had to get pretty creative.
Right.
You mentioned something called triangle coding.
Ah, yes, triangle coding.
What's that all about?
That's where the AI really shows off its problem-solving skills. You
Okay.
see, its programming language only lets it use two variables at a time,
Okay.
which can be a real limitation when you're doing complex calculations.
So how did it get around that?
Well, the AI found a way to pack two variables into one
Okay.
by encoding them as a single number.
So it's like The AI invented its own secret code for numbers to work around the limits of its language?
Exactly.
Wow.
Human programmers actually use similar techniques. Like bit packing.
Right.
It's just amazing that the AI figured this out all on its own.
So this triangle coding trick, is that something the AI just stumbled upon randomly?
It learned that through the search check learn loop.
Oh, so it wasn't just a random thing.
Essentially, during the search phase, the AI might randomly generate programs that use this technique.
Okay.
In the checking phase, those programs that use triangle coding effectively might outperform others.
Right.
This leads the AI to prioritize and refine this technique in subsequent learning phases.
It's learning and getting better.
Yeah, exactly.
So the paper also talked about these things called B files.
Right.
To make sure these weren't just flukes.
Yes.
You tested them on longer sequences, right?
Exactly.
What are those B files you mentioned?
So B files in the OEIS are basically extensions of the main sequences.
Okay.
They provide longer lists of numbers in the same sequence.
Okay.
By testing the AI's programs on these longer B files, we could see if they could handle more complex patterns.
Right.
And extrapolate beyond the initial training data.
So it's like a bigger test.
Yeah, a more challenging test.
Interesting. So what happened?
The really unexpected thing was that the smaller, more elegant programs were actually more likely to get those longer sequences, right?
That's kind of wild.
That is.
Why is that such a big deal?
You know, it really challenges the way we often think about code.
Yeah.
We assume more complex problems need more complex solutions.
Right.
But the AI is showing us that simplicity can often be more robust.
Really?
And adaptable.
That's unexpected.
It is.
How did they figure out that smaller programs were actually better?
Well, by analyzing the results of the B-file tests, they found a strong correlation between program size and generalization ability.
Okay.
The shorter, more concise programs, while seemingly simple, were able to capture the underlying mathematical patterns more effectively.
So they were actually better.
Allowing them to make accurate predictions even for longer sequences. So it's almost as if the AI was following a principle like Occam's razor,
right?
Going for the simplest solution that worked.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
It suggests that there might be some inherent value in simplicity and elegance.
Right.
Even when it comes to AI-generated code.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's a fascinating thought, isn't it? This idea that simplicity in code can lead to more robust solutions. I wonder if human programmers could actually learn a thing or two from this AI's approach.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the AI is giving us this whole new perspective on what makes good code.
Right. It raises the question, could studying how this AI discovers and prioritizes elegant solutions actually give us new insights into the principles of good code design?
So we talked about triangle coding, but the paper also digs into how these programs actually work.
Yeah.
There's a really cool example where it found the solution for this sequence called A279364, the sum of the fifth powers of the proper divisors of a number.
Yes. That example really highlights how the AI can combine its triangle coding trick with its grasp of mathematical concepts like divisors and powers.
So it basically had to juggle three variables, but it could only use two at a time because of the limitations of its language, right?
Exactly. And that's where the triangle coding came in. It was able to pack two of the variables into one, which allowed it to make the calculation work within the constraints of its programming language.
So it was like the AI was playing a game of mathematical Tetris, fitting pieces together in ways we wouldn't expect.
That's a great analogy. It really demonstrates the AI's ability to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to challenges.
Speaking of challenges, the paper also mentions that the AI struggled with certain sequences, especially those involving real numbers, like pi.
Yes. It seems its understanding of real numbers is still a bit of a weak spot. It had to rely on approximations, which sometimes caused errors, especially when it was trying to generalize to those longer sequences.
It's like it's still learning the finer points of the mathematical universe.
You could say that it's definitely a work in progress, but I think the progress it's made so far is quite remarkable.
The paper goes on to compare the AI's performance to other AI systems out there, like DreamCoder, which also focuses on generating programs.
One key difference is that DreamCoder starts with this huge library of pre-existing programs and uses them to learn how to generate new ones.
So it's like DreamCoder gets a head start
while
our alien coding AI is starting from scratch.
That's right. And that makes the alien coding AI's achievements even more impressive.
Right.
Because it's not just copying or adapting existing code. It's really discovering new approaches.
The paper also mentions something called weakly supervised evolutionary architecture.
Yeah.
Can you break that down for us?
It sounds complicated, but it's essentially saying that the AI is guided by high-level principles like Occam's razor and efficiency.
Okay.
And those principles shape how it learns and evolves.
So those principles are embedded in that whole search, check, learn loop we talked about, pushing it towards more elegant and efficient solutions.
Precisely. The AI isn't just randomly stumbling around. It's guided by these underlying principles that drive its learning process.
The researchers seem pretty excited about the potential of this AI.
They suggest that it could be used as a tool to help mathematicians find new and unexpected solutions to problems they're working on.
So it's like having an AI research assistant working tirelessly alongside you to explore all those complex mathematical possibilities.
It's an intriguing thought. It opens up all these new paths for collaboration between humans and AI in the world of mathematics.
This research also touches on this bigger question about what it means for an AI to be intelligent.
Right. If an AI can learn to code on its own, rediscover mathematical concepts like prime testing, and even figure out its own tricks like triangle coding.
It makes you wonder if it's showing something similar to human ingenuity.
It's a question that's been debated by philosophers and AI researchers for ages. And this research just adds another layer of complexity to that whole discussion.
One thing that really struck me is how different this AI is from those large language models we hear so much about these days.
You're right. Those models are trained on huge amounts of text and code written by humans. So essentially, they're learning to mimic human patterns.
But this alien coding AI is starting from zero.
Yeah.
And finding its own way of understanding and generating code.
It's a completely different approach. It's like the difference between a parrot that can repeat human phrases and a bird that's composing its own unique songs.
Wow, that's a great analogy.
Thanks.
The AI is not just a mimic, it's a creator in its own right.
Exactly, and that's what makes it so fascinating.
And maybe a little intimidating.
It is a little bit. It raises all sorts of questions about the potential for AI to not just copy human intelligence, but to actually surpass it in ways we can't even imagine yet.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
It really makes you consider the possibilities, doesn't it? The things AI might be capable of in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The paper also mentioned that the researchers did some pretty interesting analysis on the programs the AI created. What exactly were they looking at?
Well, they tracked things like how big the programs were on average, how fast they ran, how often certain pieces of code were reused, all sorts of things.
So they were almost like studying the evolution of a whole new type of digital life form.
That's a great way to put it. And one of the most fascinating things they found was that the AI actually became better at optimizing for speed the more it learned.
So it wasn't just about finding short and elegant solutions. It was also figuring out how to make those solutions run faster.
Exactly. Figure 11 in the paper actually shows this really cool trend where the average speed of the fastest programs got significantly faster over time.
So the AI was learning from its own mistakes, so to speak, and becoming a much more efficient programmer.
That's what makes this research so compelling. It gives us a glimpse into how AI systems can improve themselves and become more and more sophisticated as they learn.
You mentioned earlier that the AI discovered this triangle coding trick. Did it just stumble on that once, or did it keep rediscovering it?
It actually discovered that technique multiple times completely on its own.
It's like it realized that it could bend the rules of its programming language a little bit to get around those limitations.
And that really speaks to the AI's ability to think creatively and come up with new solutions.
The paper also mentioned some specific examples of sequences that the AI was able to figure out. What were some of those?
Well, they highlighted sequences related to prime numbers, Fibonacci numbers, and even some really obscure mathematical concepts like Motzkin numbers. It's quite a diverse range.
So its problem-solving skills are pretty broad.
They are, and the fact that it could tackle these challenges without any help from a human programmer is pretty mind-blowing.
This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes to what AI might be able to do in math.
It's an exciting field that's changing rapidly. I can't wait to see what other breakthroughs happen in the next few years.
So what does this mean for the future of AI and math? Could AI actually become a collaborator for mathematicians, helping them solve those unsolved problems, or even discovering entirely new mathematical theories?
It's definitely a possibility. Imagine AI working side by side with mathematicians, pushing the boundaries of what we know and understand about the universe.
It's like those sci-fi stories where humans and AI team up to explore the unknown. Except in this case, we're exploring the world of numbers and abstract concepts.
Exactly. And who knows what incredible discoveries are waiting for us in that world? Maybe this AI's ability to start with a blank slate without any human biases could lead to completely new ways of thinking about math.
That's an amazing thought. It's like this AI is giving us a glimpse into a whole new way of understanding mathematics.
And that perspective could be exactly what we need to unlock even deeper secrets of the mathematical universe.
Well, this has certainly given me a lot to think about. If an AI can learn to code completely on its own, what else might be possible in the future? What stands out to you, listener, about this whole alien coding adventure? Till next time, keep exploring.